Okay, me realizing that I can just easily pop in here and film on my phone is going to be life-changing. I've been wanting to do a solo for the last like week or so, and I've been thinking about it. And I think that a lot of times we get very like caught up in the overthinking of things before just like taking a step and like executing. I had a friend give me really good feedback a couple weeks ago, and he was coming from a good place, but he was like, you eventually execute. And like, it was so true. Like, it kind of just hit me. I was like, that is true. Like, I take my time, I think about it, and like, thank God I launched the podcast when I did, but it was because I gave myself a deadline. Like I said, I was going to launch it as of March 1st of last year. So I have another idea in my mind, and I have August in my head for some reason. And I don't know if everything's going to come together by August, but the thought is having August in my mind means that I only have 4 to 5 months. If I can make up all of August, 5 months. So it means that it gives you a little bit of a push. Like, it gave me a push to start making some moves this week and like doing more research and like outreach and collecting information and getting things closer to the point where I actually will execute. But I appreciated that feedback because you need people in your life that will tell you the truth. Like, you need people that are going to shoot it straight and are going to just tell you what maybe you don't want to hear, but you need to hear. And like, another thing is being able to take that feedback and not get offended and like appreciate where it's coming from. Because I don't think like 10 years ago, I would have been the person that could like actually appreciate that and take it and make use of it. So I think just having those people in your life that are people that you aspire to have more of the traits and habits that they have, but also you trust their judgment, you know they're coming from a good place, and surrounding yourself with those types of people. Because I also have been doing some reflecting too. And like, am I showing up in my friendships and my relationships as the best way possible that I can for those friendships and my family members? And like, there are days that I don't know that I am. So I'm like reflecting and I'm like, how can I show up better? And how can I be the person that I'm only talking about ideas at that lunch, or I'm only talking about what are you working towards, or how's your family, or all of that? And you're not like, I don't mean to say surface level, but you're not talking about like surface level things or things that aren't getting you closer. Like, you want to be around those relationships and those networking events and those arenas, so to speak, that are elevating you and getting you to a better place and getting you to reflect and getting you to be like, I have goals, I have things I want to achieve. So that's my ramble of like continuing to audit and evaluate where you're spending your time and who you're spending it with and what you're giving energy to. And like, I just joined a networking group. It's a women in business group. So just like-minded people, people that are working towards similar things, people that I can meet to collaborate with, learn from, get challenged from, get inspired by. How can I bring value to them? And like, in turn, hopefully, you know, we'll collaborate on something down the line. So it's like figuring out how you can get yourself in more places that will get you to that next level. So I'm excited for that. But I was just like thinking about this solo and thinking about that we spend a lot of time like overthinking before we actually, like, what is it? The cart before the horse or something. And yes, of course, you want to like have things together and everything like that, but also you want to take action. And then I did talk a little bit on one of my reels. I was talking about dating and, well, I was alluding to dating, but I'm sharing this because it was also something I had to, what's the word? Appreciate, accept. Yes, I had to accept it. And that was that if I want to be dating, if I want to be meeting people, if I want to be going on dates with guys, like I need to be putting my energy there and I need to be putting effort in and I need to be putting myself in places where I could meet people. And whether that's on the apps, whether that's in person, starting a conversation, but just starting to show the universe or God or whatever higher power you believe in, but like putting, being on that frequency, putting that energy out there and like prioritizing it, because I'm not, like I wasn't prioritizing it. And it's like, when I say it's important for me to, you know, one of the biggest dreams of my life is to get married and have kids. So like, if that is truly what is a priority in my life, why am I not spending time, you know, dating and trying to do that and meet people and learn what I like and all of that. So that is one of my places that I'm putting my energy in the next weeks or months. And then there's a quote that I've said a couple of times, and I've said it on a post, I've said it on my story, I think I've said it on a podcast, but it kind of just has come to me in the last couple of months. I don't know if I saw it somewhere or I kind of just like put it together with a couple of other different things that inspired me, but it's that the only person that has the ability to give you a beautiful life is you. So like, I know I say this a lot, but it is all within you. Like you have the power. You can choose to feel good. You can choose to make a decision that will serve future you. You can choose to take a chance, take that shot, put yourself, like I said, in different environments and move to a new city. Like, go spend time in nature, go spend time with people that you love, stop spending time with certain people, like take up a new hobby, create art just for the sake of creating, go outside and like just smile at everything that's around. Like, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I try and do that. Like, it grounds me and it really connects me to not only other people, like you pass by people and smile, but just like being outside and being on a walk and having the sunshine and all of that, like it just brings you back to yourself, but also that you're in this great big world with all these opportunities. So like, just find power in that. Like, I try and do this every day and that's why I'm saying it to you guys. But like, the only person that has that power to give you the beautiful life that you dream of is you. So like, you can do anything. You can change your mind at any point. You can move, like I said. You can, maybe it's not moving. Maybe it's just, like I said, taking up cooking that recipe finally that you want to cook. But it's knowing that you have all that you need within you. And like, I've been doing a lot of, like I said, research, but also I love my algorithm right now. I think I said that on the episode with Becky, but it's just when you have, we have all of these tools at our fingertips to get inspiration from, like whether you want to read, whether, you know, your daily scroll during lunch, like just pumps you up. It was, I think it's Lisa Nichols, and I'm going to look it up because I don't want to mispronounce her name, but pretty sure it's her. I think she's cited in the book, The Secret, and I'll have to fact check myself there too, but huge manifester, very inspirational woman. And this reel popped up this morning and it was talking about when you're scared to use your voice or to express yourself in the way that you feel aligned to and that you want to, it's probably because deep down you know you're meant to. Like, you're scared to speak up and you should speak up at that point, like when your voice is cracking or when you're nervous, because you're meant to use it. Like, that means you're meant to share that message. You're scared because you know someone needs to hear it and you're worried about the delivery. But the point is, if something comes to you, this is where I might lose people that aren't woo-woo like me, but if something comes to you, like a dream, a thought, an idea, it's probably for a reason. It's probably because you can do it and you're capable of doing it and it came to you because your future self is doing that. So I don't think it's by accident that we get these ideas and we say the things that we say and we have the thoughts that we do. Like, I think it's truly your connection with God or yourself, you know, your soul, and just having that courage to honor it and at least try it. Like, even if it doesn't, maybe it'll go in a direction that you weren't anticipating, or it won't be successful, quote unquote, as quickly as you thought it would be, but maybe it will. Like, maybe it'll go somewhere even better, or maybe you'll meet people that you never would have crossed paths with because you took that one chance. So it's really just having the courage, because I said it last year, but I feel like this year I'm really being challenged to actually follow my own advice, because like, I'm proud of myself for starting something new. I think that's huge, like to even take the first step, which is what I say on here a lot. But I think I'm at the place where I'm in the middle. Like, I've been seeing a lot of stuff about like the messy middle. And it's like when you first launch something, or like when you first launch, or when you're even like at the end, quote unquote, like you're at the point where you have whatever it is you want, X amount of dollars in sales, you have so many customers, you have a social media following for your business, whatever it is, like either you're at that point or you're at the beginning point. And like, everyone's excited for you then, right? But when you're in the middle, you start to, I'm just being honest, like you do, you start to doubt. I'm really working on that through therapy right now, but you start to doubt, you start to wonder what you're doing, you start to wonder if anyone's listening, and you have to dig deep. Like, I've had to dig really deep to be like, okay, like, no, stop letting those doubts come in. Stop thinking that you're not worthy, you know, because it's like, no one is going to, I think it's another quote that I've said before, but like, no one claps for you. Like, no one's going to be clapping for you. No one's going to be telling you to like, not put on Netflix, but record the episode, or not put on Netflix and write the business plan, or not put on Netflix and research that new thing you want to try, or like not scroll and go to the gym or whatever it is. Like, no one's telling you to stop. Like, it's all in your control. And like, it's hard because you have to remember that you were given that dream for a reason, and you're doing it for a reason, and you're helping people. And it can be the littlest thing. And I'm not like, I'm only sharing this to say like, you can be making an impact without knowing it. And you can be inspiring people that you don't even know you're inspiring. Like, I feel so grateful that people have like reached out and said, hey, like I saw this that you posted, and like, I just wanted to let you know I'm starting a business, or like, I saw this and like, I wanted to pick your brain about maybe launching something new that I've never done before. Like, that literally brings me so much joy, because I love helping people and I love seeing that people are getting any value out of what I'm posting or what I'm saying, because it's like, that's why I'm doing it. I want people to know that they can do anything, and you have no reason not to try. Like, you don't want to look back and have a regret that you didn't try and do that new thing, or you just stayed at your 9-to-5 because it felt comfortable. And like, I'm not saying like, I still work a full-time job and that's fine, but like, if you want to do other things too along with it, and you want to be creative and you want to tap into what you feel called to do, you don't want to have regrets. So I'm trying to remember that. Like, it's the messy middle that they call it. And like, I'm so grateful for anyone that tunes in and like messages me. Like, please continue to message me. Please subscribe and leave reviews if you like the episode, or send it to a friend if you think they could hear the message as well. But yeah, that's what's been coming to me this week. Like, kind of just the ebb and flows of everything. I'm right there with you. Like, I'm just trying to get better every single day, like 1%. Like, how can I show up for myself in the best way possible? So I show up as the best possible version of myself to everyone around me, whether it's family, friends, people I love, or strangers. Like, that's what lights me up. And I think it's like, showing up is half the battle. Like, just, you are capable of so much. Like, as much as you want to hit snooze, like, yes, it sucks, but like, going feels so much better than hitting snooze. And like, I'm just trying to make that, like, change that habit in my mind, like, stop hitting snooze, like, you know. And it's those little things are starting to stack up, and I'm starting to feel better, and I'm starting to like show up for myself in a way that I hadn't before. And like, that's just the truth. Like, and we're all a work in progress. It's, you're not going to be perfect, but just finding that fuel within and like choosing to have a good day and choosing to admit, like, okay, I fell short here. Like, I'm going to show up better tomorrow. And it's like, that's worth it. It's worth it to just keep choosing yourself, keep being a good person to the people around you, and like, enjoy the process. And I'm trying to do that too, because it's like, you never know. Like, you just don't know how long we have here, like doing the podcast or whatever it is. Like, we just don't know. So it's important to just enjoy it, and like, choosing to have the best attitude that you can and see the good and feel good. So that's my short and sweet solo this week from just plugging into my phone. So I might just do these more if the mic doesn't sound terrible, because this was fun. And as always, I'm sending you guys all the love and light in the world. We'll see you soon. Mwah.